Okay. Here's the thing. I'm watching the news tonight, and I see that there's been another attack in Paris. This one's in Nice on Bastille Day, and it looks like dozens and dozens of people have been killed. And there's the five officers in Dallas, the two black men who were shot by police, Orlando, Turkey. It's too much. It's too much. I try not to watch the news too much. I honestly try not to buy in too much to the biased perspectives that you get from the media, be it liberal or conservative or whatever you want to call it. I try to filter my media and what I consume to be more balanced and more positive. But I have to say I'm genuinely feeling an anxiety, and I think it's a social anxiety. I think it's cultural. I think it may even be global right now. Politically, there's so much division. I'm in Alberta. We have a lot of division here between the Conservatives and the NDP. Federally, there's the Liberals versus the Conservatives. In the United States, there's Trump versus Clinton. It's too much. It's like there's no gray, there's no middle ground, there's just right, wrong, good, bad. And it worries me. It worries me because I think nobody's admitting that maybe they're not right. Nobody's taking a moment to say, tell me a little more about your point of view. And I think this is becoming a rhythm, it's becoming a pattern, a systemic style of dialogue that we see in the news. If you're not yelling, if you're not loud, if you're not first, if you're not aggressive, then you're left behind. I'm a liberal person. I've always been a very liberal person. And while I am still a liberal person, I am feeling less comfortable with the way I see liberals presented. I'm feeling like there's a lot of like right, wrong, good, bad, evil, good kind of dialogue happening where it's hateful, it's spiteful, it's angry and aggressive, and it's not thoughtful, and it's not considerate, and it's not contemplative and reflective. It's not taking a moment to try and understand a person or a point of view. It's, I'm right, and I will destroy you to make sure you know that I'm right. I think this is a real problem, and I'm not sure how to avoid it. Like I said, I monitor my media content, but I go on things like Facebook or other social media, and I see so much opinion. And it's not about whether or not you're right or wrong. Honestly, I truly don't really care what somebody believes in and your political beliefs. It's fine. You love Trump, great. You love Clinton, great. Trudeau, Notley, whatever you like. I really, honestly, I'm not too bothered about it. But what does bother me is the contempt. And the certainty, that's what it is. It's the certainty. It's the certainty that somebody digs in on a point of view so strongly that they are correct. They're right. And by default, you have to be wrong. Are you sure? Are you sure about that? I don't know. I don't have very many points of view where I really believe that my way of seeing things is the only way things can be seen. So I'm feeling a lot of anxiety right now, a lot of anxiety in the world. It's social. I mean, I walk downtown in Calgary, and if anyone's listening who's not in Calgary, it's a tough economic climate. It's a bit of a downturn. A lot of people have been laid off, and they're out of work, and there's this stress and anxiety, and everybody's talking and worrying. And then I turn on the TV, and it's, again, it's this anxiety. It's this good, bad, right, wrong. It's this chatter. It's this high vibration chatter about what's going on, and I worry about how that's impacting younger people who are insecure just for the fact that they're fucking young and they don't know yet. They haven't been in the world for long enough to have any sense of, oh, that idiot, that's just his opinion. That idiot over there, it's just the other opinion. They're listening and they're wondering if they're right, if they're wrong. And I wonder if there's an opportunity for all of us to just pause just for a moment and ask, are you sure? Are you sure that opinion that you're so dug in on, that you're so certain about, are you sure it's right? Could there be something different? Could there be another option? If there was a little bit more gray, maybe we could find a little bit more peace, a little bit more calm, a little bit more love, feel a little bit more settled. I'll probably do these little 5-minute rants from time to time and when something really gets to me, but yeah, I just wanted to check in. This is a weird one today. And yeah, cheers.